Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Here on The Mark White Show, I've had several individuals who have needed kidney donors. And some of those individuals have found donors and have continued on with their life in a positive, good way. And right now, I have a young man, he's 12-year-old Isaiah, and we've tried to help him get his kidney donor, to find a kidney donor through the show. I've shared on posts through the Facebook page, through Instagram, now on TikTok, and I'm trying to help Isaiah to find a donor. And right now I have with me Allie Behar, and glad to have her on the show from Chicago to talk about Isaiah and what they've gone through, their experience, and this need that we have for a kidney donor right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Allie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing okay. You've had a tough couple of days as Isaiah continues to get treated in the hospital, right?
Yes. It's been a couple, been a couple rough months, actually, since, you know, he's been dealing with an infection in his dialysis line at the moment.
Oh.
He's been getting treated with antibiotics, and 2 days ago, he had to get admitted for a blood transfusion. He's just been getting so many blood transfusions within this past 2 years since he started dialysis.
And what was life like for Isaiah prior to this diagnosis with the kidney issues?
Actually, Isaiah was born with something called congenital nephrotic syndrome. When he was born, he had a genetic disorder. And with that genetic disorder, the kidney failure happened to be one of the issues that he was going to have. At the age of, in 2019, he had his first transplant. It was amazing, you know, right after his transplant, everything was going good. But unfortunately, 8 months later, he ended up developing a headache. We took him to the hospital because he was feeling very sick. They ended up running a lot of tests. They did a spinal tap, and we found out that he had HSV, meaning meningitis, on the brain and on his spine, that it was a very bad infection. So what happened was they needed to treat the infection. So by them treating the bad infection Isaiah had at the moment, we had to lean back a little bit on his low immune suppressant medication. That a few days after, they noticed that his creatinine level started going up, and they started him on prednisone, a few other medications to see if they could reverse the rejection. And then a year after he started having the rejection, he started back on dialysis, and ever since he started on dialysis, he's been getting like hospitalized, but it's been for mainly blood transfusions.
How are his spirits right now as far as his attitude about what he's had to go through as a young person?
Honestly, you're asking me that question and gets me emotional because, you know, his whole life he's been fighting, and within the last 2 years, he's been going through so much that as a parent, it hurts me so much to hear my son telling me, like, Mom, when is God going to heal me? He's like, his energy levels have been a little bit more low than what he was before. It's like he's emotionally, like, exhausted. You know, he goes through dialysis every night, 9 hours nightly, constantly doctor visits. You know, right now he is on 2 shots that I have to give him every day, and he hates needles. So it's been very hard.
How about yourself? How are you holding up?
It's hard. It's hard being a parent, especially seeing your child going through all of these situations, you know, his condition. And especially Isaiah, people that know Isaiah know his story, is, you know how much my son has been through. And it's just like, when will this end for him? You know, like him being able to enjoy being, you know, a normal child, you know, because he isolates himself a lot sometimes because he doesn't feel like he fits in with other kids because he's so protected over his, you know, because he has a G-tube and his dialysis line. he feels like, you know, oh, I might bump into somebody, they might hurt me. Like, so he cannot enjoy being a kid with other kids because he has to be, like, so cautious over, you know, G-tube, his dialysis line. It's pretty hard. He can do the things that he would like to do, like swimming. He loves water, and he hasn't been able to swim in a long time.
As you know, Allie, I've tried to share the posts that you've shared with others, and I've created posts myself to try to help Isaiah find a donor. What progress do you feel has been made in that end to try to find a donor? Are there people that you know of that have tried to be donors so far?
We actually had a transplant doctor appointment follow-up, like when the doctors, you know, see the patient for a follow-up. And one thing that the transplant doctor had told us is that there has been people trying to donate for Isaiah, try to, you know, help us out. And the reason why he haven't been able to find a match is due to all the blood transfusions Isaiah has received. It brings a lot of antibodies into his body that makes it harder for him to actually find a donor, find a match. In the past 2 years, Isaiah has received about 35 blood transfusions in the last 2 years. And each time he gets blood transfusions, more antibodies get put into his body, but it's something he needs a transfusion each time. It's something that we cannot avoid. So it's been making it a lot harder to actually find a donor for him.
I would imagine there are a lot of people out there that, first off, they have shared the post. They have shared whatever's come through to try to help Isaiah find a kidney donor. And then second off, I believe that there are plenty of people who would want to help an 11-year-old if they could. And it's very specific. They have to be O-positive blood type to be able to donate their kidney, right?
Yes.
Has he ever been on the program where they exchange kidneys, where someone donates a kidney in his name and then they find a kidney donor for him, the exchange program? Has that ever been part of his?
We have heard a few months back, we heard about somebody trying to do an exchange for Isaiah. But for some reason, you know, the person had a situation happen and wasn't able to continue the process.
That's tough when you know someone's ready to donate and then something happens and gets in the way of that progress. I know that that's very difficult to handle too.
You know what? It's very hard. It's very hard. With Isaiah, we have gotten our hopes so high so many times that, you know, and at the same time, we have had heartbroken, you know, our heart has broken into pieces because unfortunately it wasn't able to happen because of, you know, his health condition and stuff like that.
I tell you what, Allie, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll share what people can do to help Isaiah right now moving forward so that he can come off of dialysis and hopefully live a better life than what he's having to go through right now as a young person, because I can just imagine what he's feeling to be limited. I myself had some health issues as a young person. I was around 12 years old and had to be homeschooled. I couldn't be around other kids because of my immune system. I had a Grosjean catheter. I had to be taken care of by my grandmother, who really served as my mother in my life. And so I have had experience with being pulled away from the things that I love to do and wanted to do and the people I wanted to be around. But I know that's really hard for him. All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, we are helping a young man from Chicago. His name is Isaiah, and he's 12 years old. He needs a kidney donor. If you follow on Facebook, you've seen the posts that I've created to try to help him find a donor. And I know that there are people from our conversation in the first segment with Allie that people have tried to donate their kidney, and there have been issues with that. And she explained that in the first segment. So if you missed the first segment, go back and listen, and you can find out why that's happening. But we're looking for a donor right now, and I'd like to welcome Allie back to the show. Welcome back to the show, Allie.
Hello.
So y'all have had a tough time for several years now. The last couple of days have been really difficult, and I just sense the tiredness in your voice, but I'm glad that you're able to join me. And hopefully what's happening right now, there's someone listening that wants to help Isaiah to donate their kidney to him, and maybe it's someone who will be that O positive match for him. I hope what will happen is that when people hear this and then they go back to the Facebook page, they go to yours or go to mine, and they see the posts, that they'll actually go to the news feed. I guess that's what it, go directly to my page and share the posts to get the word out for Isaiah to have a kidney donor, I think that's what people are going to have to do, is go directly to the page, find the post, and then share it, because it's not necessarily going in the news feed.
I also, if they go to my page, I also have a pinned post of Isaiah, and that post is actually one of the news reports that we did 2 years ago about Isaiah looking for a donor, and they would see and probably hear a little bit more about the reason and the situation that he, and the reason that he needs the kidney.
And that Facebook page is Ali Behar, AlyBejar. They can find that Facebook page. And currently, the hospital that you're dealing with is Lori Children's Hospital. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And is that in Chicago?
That is in Chicago, downtown Chicago.
How long have you been working with that particular hospital?
Larry has actually taken care of Isaiah since he came out of my womb, the 12 years of birth, so the day he was born. He's been taking care of my little boy. They're the ones that take over the transplant. He sees his endocrinology doctor. He sees his hematology doctor, pulmonary, you know, his heart doctor. That's where we have all our visits since he was born.
And Caitlin White is a contact. I imagine that's someone that you've gotten to know fairly well, because she's the contact to call through the hospital.
Yes, she will be Caitlin White. Yes, Caitlin White is our transplant coordinator. You don't have to say much. You just got to say you're calling for Isaiah. She will know who he is.
And that phone number is 312-227-6551. Again, 312-227-6551. And that's Caitlin White that you'll be speaking with at Lori Children's Hospital Transplant Department. And just mention Isaiah to them, and they'll know who you're talking about. And let them know that you're interested in being a donor. If you're O positive, you can be a donor. And, of course, there's a process to have to go through, and it's not an easy process. But maybe someone listening right now is that person that can help save Isaiah's life and give him a better quality of life. Ali, I do hope things get better for you and the family, and specifically Isaiah, that he is able to do the things that he wants to do as a young person and enjoy life in a much better way.
Most definitely. That's one of our wishes, something that we've been waiting for so long, and hopefully we get it soon, because honestly, it's not fair for a child to go through all the stuff that he has been through. It's not fair, honestly. And it's just like, as a parent, honestly, I wish I was in his shoe. It wasn't him having to go through none of this.
Yes.
And it breaks my heart, because unfortunately, I am A positive. If I would have been O positive, I would tell the doctor, just take out my kidneys and give them to my son. You know, and it breaks my heart.
We're going to continue to try to help Isaiah and be in his corner with the Mark White Show, and just know I'm trying to help as much as I can to get the word out. And you just let Isaiah know that Mark White is trying to help him to find a kidney donor.
And we appreciate you and everyone that has helped us, that supports us here at Pulse. And that means a lot to us. That means the world to us. The support that Isaiah has from the few people that know Isaiah's completely all her story, and the people that share it, is like, we appreciate every single one of them.
Absolutely. Ali, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate you.
Folks, when we come back, we'll have Cora's Corner as she reads an excerpt of The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson, Sammy on Safari, written and illustrated by Jonathan D. Miller. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora is reading Book 2 of The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dotson by Jonathan D. Miller. And now, here's Cora White.
This story begins on an average spring morning in an average big city. on what Sammy thought would be just an average day of work at the office. Sammy's boss waved a stack of papers in the air and shouted, "These are reports pulled from the internet that say kangaroos live in Africa. Our supercomputer says there's a good chance this is wrong. And we can't have wrong information floating around on the internet. I am promoting you to head field fact checker and sending you to Africa to look into this. You are leaving today." Sammy left his boss's office and ran down the hallway. He jumped up into his desk and shouted, "I'm going to Africa!" Sammy was excited about his first special mission. Sammy got to the airport and boarded the plane. After a very long flight, he finally arrived in Africa. He rented a truck and set out to investigate the kangaroo conspiracy. He had only been driving for a short time when he ran into what appeared to be a rather large pile of mud blocking the road. As Sammy got close, a voice from the pile of mud asked, "Hey, could you help me out?" "Wow, a pile of mud talking," Sammy said. "No, I'm not mud. I am an elephant." "Well, an elephant that's covered in mud," cried the voice. "Can you get this mud off of me?" Sammy pulled a hose from the truck. As he sprayed the mud off of the elephant, he asked, "Why are you covered in mud?" "Monkeys," said the elephant. "They are always up to no good," he explained. "I was taking a nap when the monkeys covered me in mud. And when I awoke, the mud had dried." "Oh, I see," said Sammy. When Sammy finished cleaning off the mud, he looked at the elephant and asked, "Have you heard anything about kangaroos?" "Kanga what?" replied the elephant. "Kangaroos. They hop and have pouches," explained Sammy. "No, I haven't seen any kangaroos, but monkeys hop around a lot. Be careful if you see any monkeys, because you never know what they are going to do," warned the elephant. "Thanks for the heads up," said Sammy as he left. To read the rest of The Adventures of Sammy the Wonder Dachshund, Sammy on Safari, go to sammydogbooks.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.